listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
This is Diane Swanbrow reporting from the University of Michigan. I'm speaking with Kira Burdett, a researcher at the UM Institute for Social Research, who's studying the relationships between parents and their adult children.
We were surprised, but we found that parents were more irritated by their children than children were with them. And this might be because they're more invested in the tie, and relationships that feel closer are often more problematic. Parents tended to report irritations with more individual type tensions, and those have to do with things about the offspring, like their finances, their housekeeping, and their health. Whereas offspring were more likely to report tensions about the relationship with their mothers. And those tensions were things like personality differences and unsolicited advice. Those tensions have to do with how the dyad interacts.
It seems that mothers and daughters are more likely to have problems in their relationships. Why is this?
Well, mothers tend to have closer relationships with their children than do fathers, and they also have more contact with their children. So it might be that that closeness brings more unsolicited advice from mothers than with fathers.
And there are other reasons why mothers and daughters may have more problems than fathers and sons.
Women are more intensely irritated by their relationships than are men, and it might be because they're more invested in their relationships and invested in continuing them in a smooth way than are men. Women tend to be kinkeepers in relationships, and they also tend to bring up problems more.
What's the best way to handle these problems when they arise?
Well, we looked at the conflict strategies that parents and children use when they're feeling irritated with one another, and we found that the most common strategy that parents and children use is just constructive strategies, where they're trying to find solutions to problems, trying to understand the other person's perspective. We have this new project where we're looking at parents' opinions about all of their children. In this last project I was discussing, we have both parents' opinions on one child. And what we're interested in looking at is how parents make differentiations between all of the children in the family. For instance, which child is more problematic, which child is more successful, and do those children predict more positive or negative relationship quality within the family? So one child might be highly negative, whereas the other child is highly positive.
Whether we're feeling negative or positive about our family relationships, Burdett has some advice.
It's important to remember that all relationships have some negativity and that tensions are a normal part of close relationships. It's also important to understand that it's how we deal with those problems that is important for the overall quality of our relationships.
Kira Burdett is an assistant research professor at the University of Michigan Institute for Social Research. Her work is funded by the National Institutes of Health.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.